This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, you are about to hear a Stitcher Premium Lady to Lady bonus episode that we are unlocking for free.
Oh, yeah. Bonus episodes are so fun. Every month we take the opportunity to do something just a little bit different or a little bit spicier than we might do on a normal episode. It's a really fun hang.
And by spicier, we mean that we're writing jokes to get into Reader's Digest.
we're competing
it's
to get into Reader's Digest.
Hot for TV.
We're doing that. We're also super caffeinated on this month's episode because we decided to drink all of the Coca-Cola with coffees during this episode. So you get to hear our exclusive opinions on all of that.
It's
and we
a
did a bunch
time.
Of your lady problems that, you know, we wanted to make sure we got out there.
So, yeah, we do a long bonus episode once a month. And then we also have weekly shorter Beef of the Week episodes that we do that are all part of this bonus premium stuff.
The oeuvre that is Stitcher.com/premium. So if you like what you hear and want more, just go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with our code LADY for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
You'll get access to our bonus episodes. Plus, you'll be able to hear every episode of Lady to Lady ad-free. That's Stitcher.com/premium, promo code LADY. Enjoy the free episode.
Here's a bonus episode.
It's yours for you right now.
Here's a bonus episode.
Yep.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the bonus episode of April. I did not know what month it was.
It took a second because it doesn't feel like March. March is a big episode, big month for Lady to Lady. We have two of the three birthdays happen in March.
We are a two-thirds March podcast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Different signs, different zodiacs.
Yeah, we are the opposite ends of the spectrum. I am a very late Pisces and you are a very beginning Aries, like the first day or something, right?
Yeah, so Brandy's a very old soul and I am a very young soul. But
wait, what's considered cusp then? So it's not a cusp if you're on like the first day?
Cusps are controversial. Some people
are they?
Yeah, some people don't believe. They're like, you were born under a sign and that's your sign. Yeah.
But, oh, I'm sorry. Also, I didn't mean to dig up some shit.
I didn't know either.
Also, some people don't
believe
that.
My sister and I are both Aries, but she's very much on the cusp. And I think she's technically a Taurus, but like she just likes to be like she's April 20th, which I think 420 would have been
right there.
But yeah, so kind of controversial. But we always say like she's on the cusp.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So yeah, I don't know.
But you consider yourself a cusp. That's what I'm asking, Tess, because you're.
No.
No, Tess is an Aries through and through. You do have a Pisces moon, though.
Yeah, I have a Pisces moon. And so actually, like, I definitely do relate. I'm very much a Pisces moon. Absolutely. Which is actually like a lot. And I never realized until I learned like at least a little bit about astrology how much I'm a Taurus rising. Like, I thought I was mostly an Aries. And then I was like, oh, I'm like super Taurus rising, too.
No, you love your shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that all makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because Taurus is like the one that's like really like, yeah, likes food and like drinking and like, you know, working out. Aries likes working out too. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You love a blanket and that's the Taurus rising of it all.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to do a few things on this episode. I'm really excited.
I am so excited. Like, can I just tell you guys, I forgot. I've been excited about this. Feels like the snatch game on Drag Race where you're like so excited about it and
absolutely.
Then like you kind of forget that it's happening and then you're like, oh my god, it's the snatch game this week, fuck yeah. That's how I feel about this episode. Like, I knew it was coming, but the fact that it was happening today has kind of come as a great surprise.
It's been a lot of anticipation because we were trying to figure out if we should do it on a regular episode and then was like, well, we have to get this thing to the guest, and that proved to be a little bit difficult. So what we're doing is we've got the, you know, Coca-Cola now has Coke with coffee, basically. Yes. And we've got them. There's three varieties and we're going to do a taste test. I don't know. I guess we have to decide how we want to do this. But basically, we're going to be getting real amped up during this episode.
Yeah, so excited.
And we have to drink. They don't keep. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in cans. No. So we pretty much have to drink all of them.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. Hence, oh, and for that reason, Brandy and I have assembled a champagne bucket type scenario to keep our various beverages chilled, as we say.
I just have a giant thing with ice in it, but mine are chilled, so I think I'll be okay.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, this is exciting. Like, what order should we have? So we have a dark blend, we have a caramel, and we have a vanilla. Tess, as the resident coffee expert, how are you feeling about the progression here?
I will say Tess kind of like was like, I've already had this. And I was like, wait, you already tried this? She's like, no, I would drink this in college.
Actually, I drank it. I got into this when I was a barista at the Borders in Thousand Oaks. And because
shout out to the 805.
Shout out to the 805, of course, as always. Because when you're a barista, it's kind of like being a bartender, but with caffeine. So you're just kind of like bored all day and you just sit around and like you kind of reach a next like weird level. Like you stop.
Of course.
You get used to the regular shit and you just start experimenting with shit. And so that is when I first made this drink, is when I had access to an espresso machine and a Coke fountain.
I will say that's one of the biggest benefits, I think, of working in service in like a restaurant is like your secret menu.
Yes. <you know? laughs>
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
When I worked at a steakhouse, it was definitely like, okay, no, but put this sauce on this thing. And like we all had our own little special In-N-Out menus, basically.
And you know you have a good server at a restaurant when they're like, okay, but what you want to do is add avocado and get arugula instead of iceberg. And you're like, okay, you like me.
Yeah. The highest compliment is the waiter caring about your order.
Oh, yeah. This is the thing that you're eating in the corner while you're like folding, you know, silverware. So
exactly.
That's exactly. A high compliment. So, yeah, we've got the three. So are we, Mike? Well, I guess we can't chug them. So we're going to drink them throughout the show, right? Or like, are we going to?
Yeah. So maybe we should do. OK, that's a great question. Because, if I was doing this as like a wine or beer tasting, I would do them one at a time.
Yeah. Right.
So
that feels correct.
I kind of feel like we should do like the tasting portion of our tasting and then have a caffeine free for all.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good idea. So we do the tasting all together and then it's kind of like.
Yeah. I see. Okay, cool.
Okay. Or we could do that. No, because I want to get the full caffeine effect. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So let's go maybe from like dark to light. So we'll do dark blend, then caramel, then vanilla. Okay.
Great. Okay. Love it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So dark blend. Also, I just want to say it up top, we are not sponsored by Coca-Cola or Coca-Cola with coffee. No. I just don't worry. I mean, look, we're not currently sponsored. No, I'm just letting.
We're not sponsored. This is purely a social experiment to see how we do when this much caffeine.
I would say it's mostly a social experiment and also a physiological experiment.
I guess physiological makes a lot more sense. I just like saying social.
It's a psychic experiment. There's a lot. Yes. There's a lot that we're going to be experimenting with right here.
Yes.
Okay. So dark blend.
Yeah. So we're going to be going into another realm, I hope. So dark blend. My instinct is to shake it up. Not a good instinct.
No. Coke. The Coca-Cola of it all, Barbara.
We got to get the opening.
Okay.
Let's get that.
First.
Oh, yeah.
First, we should note what it
smells
like.
You got to smell.
Okay.
It smells like Coke with coffee in it.
Yeah. It smells like Coke with coffee.
Brandy's not a huge coffee drinker, so I think she's going to have the hardest time with this.
Yeah, I'm not a big caffeine head, really. I just drink a little bit of tea.
My memory of this is, and I'm getting the smell, is it tastes a little bit dirty.
It does. It's like it's definitely like just a coffee with no sugar, no cream.
Yeah, it's got a like a flat Coke with like some mud in it is what it smells like to me. An earthiness to it.
Okay, let's do it. Ooh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's sweeter than I thought it would be.
So it's hilarious because it starts off tasting fully like Coke and then it transitions to the aftertaste is fully coffee.
Exactly. That is actually, I was doing a Coke ferry run, I dropped Cokes off on their porches like right before we recorded. And then I saw on a billboard on my way there that said starts like Coke finishes like coffee. So that's intended. Oh. I don't know if that's just how our taste buds work or somehow they magically made it do that.
It's almost like an everlasting gobstopper. Like it has two distinct phases.
And there's mashed potatoes at the end, a little hint.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's really good.
I agree. I'm really enjoying this.
What kind of test do you think this is? A blonde roast or like a dark, like what kind of coffee? Can you sense like what kind of coffee? Because it just says coffee powder in the description.
Right. That's what if I was them, I would just use Folgers for this. Like, and this is just genius. I get the sense that they just infuse some Coke with Folgers, which is great.
So do you think this was made kind of like the way that like a cold brew is made then?
Yes. But with like maybe like mm-hmm.
They're steeping the beans inside a giant vat of Coca-Cola mm-hmm. overnight.
Oh my God. No, here's my question. Can the reverse happen? What if we were to grind and then drink those beans? Would those beans taste like coffee or taste like Coca-Cola? Can the beans absorb the Coca-Cola?
Oh,
I don't know.
We might have to contact them.
If you can Coke reverse do it, like a hot cup of coffee that tastes like Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, I don't want to try that. No. I don't want this warm. I don't want this warm.
This is very, like, very refreshing. Yeah. It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what? I'll say this. I do prefer this to any of the Starbucks drinks I've ever gotten. Any of the iced
pre-made.
I don't like any of those because they're like too sweet. This is always. Like a
those
good...
are pretty nasty. That's the problem with I think most drinks in general is that they're mm-hmm. so sweet, like that you get in the cooler aisle or whatever. They're just so over the top.
Yeah,
it's a good level. And like, I don't really, I like a full blooded Coke too. I don't fuck with like Diet Coke very mm-hmm. often, and you know, because I don't drink a soda that often either. So when I do,
yeah, if you're gonna
I
do
want
it,
the real thing.
Let's go.
I feel
for
the
it.
Same
so
way.
I feel about it.
With I feel the same way about Coke and cream cheese. Like when I'm gonna have it, I want like
almost got a spit take there. New t-shirt. I feel the same way. Sorry, finish your thought.
No, you know what I was going to say. When I'm going to have it, I want like the bad stuff. Like I hate reduced fat cream cheese. It's like, no,
yeah,
I
just
want
do it.
Regular cream cheese.
Yeah. No, I agree 100% on that.
Oh
no,
my God. I can already feel this feels, I feel it coursing through my veins.
Can I say that to prepare for this, I ate a salmon patty, two pieces of avocado toast, and an entire 32-ounce bottle of water because of how little caffeine I ingest usually. Wow. I was like, I can't.
You built a base. That's really good.
Well, because this morning I forgot that we were doing this, and I had a coffee and a donut. So I was like, oh no, I need to reverse the morning as much as possible.
Okay, so let's move on to caramel. I think what I'm going to do at the end of this is I'm going to combine them into this thing, and then we'll
love
have a
that.
Triple.
Whoa, okay.
I would just like to say, just based off that first tasting, I have already put away a decent amount of the dark roast.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so this is definitely something that I could like pound really quickly in a pinch.
Yeah. No, that's
I could definitely see this being a new like preset drink.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like half hour before I'm going to get on stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's got like it's nice to have like the bite of a Coke in your throat, but then have like the aftertaste of like a smooth piece of smooth coffee, which is nice. I do enjoy it.
We really again not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
No,
not sponsored
you know
at all.
You know what? I am sponsored by caffeine.
That's true. So the concept of caffeine. Okay, okay caramel.
Now my. And this could be wrong, but I'm going to say before I drink any of it, I think that dark blend will be my favorite of the three.
I think it will be for
me too.
The
other ones probably seem like they're going to be sweeter.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's do a little smell.
Okay, this one.
It smells the same. Kind of. It's like less sweet.
Yeah. I'm not getting any caramel at all.
I'm not getting any of the coffee in it.
No. Okay. Let's see.
Okay. Let's see here. No, the caramel's there.
You can really taste the caramel. Like, it actually tastes like caramel.
Oh, yes. You know what?
Which I feel like is rare.
I would like to thank science for the excellent work that they do.
It really is wild that you can make anything taste like anything. I was telling Adam about grapples the other day, and he straight up didn't believe me that they exist. He was like, no one's injected an apple with grape flavor. And I'm like, yes.
Of course they have. Yes, they have. Oh, you sweet summer child. Of course they have. That absolutely has happened.
But you know what else is funny about grapples is like, I feel like they stopped at grapples.
They did. It's weird. There wasn't like a lot of, and I was like, why that specific intersection of fruits?
And I don't know anyone who's a huge grapple head.
Looking at the ingredients on this, we have caramel color and coffee powder. And it doesn't say anything about what's in the caramel. The caramel color is in it. So that's good.
Yeah. Wait. So what's the difference between these? Because it says caramel color in dark blend, too.
Oh, maybe that's the color of Coca-Cola.
Is it because there's caramel color in Coke? Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, but the difference, there is no difference between the.
So where's this caramel flavor coming from? Yeah. Then? That's my question. Natural flavors, man. People like to hide.
It's in the natural flavors. Yeah.
People like to hide a lot in natural flavors.
Yeah,
people,
there's a lot.
There's a lot hidden in natural flavors.
You know the natural caramel that comes from the caramel tree,
right? Somebody has to do like a deep dive on the history of natural flavors.
Oh, I bet it's out there.
Yeah, let us know.
This one's not as good to me because it's not as cold as the other ones. I forgot this is my non-chilled one, so it's a little rougher. Mm. But it tastes pretty much the same, just with the caramel.
Yeah.
It's not. My fear was that this and vanilla were going to be a lot sweeter, but it's balanced really well, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I am enjoying it because I'm not losing the coffee here.
Me either, and I agree. I mean, what I'm loving about the coffee is it really kind of cuts exactly the amount of sweetness that you want out of a Coke. Like, Coke is a little bit too sweet, and that this has a little bit of almost like a flavored cigarette vibe, which I like.
Wait, are there flavored cigarettes?
Of course there are.
This tastes like vaping. Mm-hmm. This tastes like vaping.
Oh my
god, right?
It does. Uh-huh. That's what. Yeah, yeah.
I'm understanding. I'm understanding the appeal of it. It's not bad. My eye
is
starting to twitch.
I do feel a little sick.
No, just yes. I'm not gonna
lie. I did eat like a lot right before this too because I was really hungry and I need it. So I think.
Yeah.
But I think the speed of which I ate combined with this much Coke on top of it is rough.
Also, you guys, I just remembered I went to get stuff for dinner at the Italian market, and as a treat, I got fucking cannoli. So I still have to put away a cannoli later tonight.
Damn.
And Tess is running a half marathon tomorrow.
This is the if you guys aren't familiar with Tess Barker yet, this is the most Tess Barker experience of all time. I'm going to drink 3 giant cans of caffeine, house a cannoli, and run a half marathon in the morning. The Tess Barker story.
Okay, should we do vanilla?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We drink a little bit of water to get the caramel taste in my mouth.
My head is definitely like feeling something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. So the rest of, well, we'll talk about the rest of the episode later, but.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, vanilla.
We'll get there. Okay, vanilla.
A little crack.
Man, I better get some shit done after this. Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's a little smell here.
This smells the least. I can't smell anything.
I've forgotten. I already sipped it, but. Yeah, it smells like nothing.
No, this is interesting because there is a vanilla Coke already, too.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, that already exists. You're in for a treat. Hop on in.
Ooh, that's smooth.
Oh, wow. See, they've already got the vanilla Coke formula in place.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
They steeped the vanilla beans and the coffee beans in the same.
So, yeah, my feeling is they put the coffee beans in the vanilla Coke. That's what I think happened here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that vanilla, I haven't had a vanilla Coke for a long time, but it definitely has that exact flavor.
Exactly. Yeah. My prejudice against the caramel and vanilla was that like I have been burned by simple syrups multiple times and I don't fuck with a syrup.
Same.
So I just assumed that's what was happening here. But I should have, you know, trusted Big Coke to know better than that. Not bad. And once again, in natural flavors. Natural flavors is hiding all the secrets.
Yep.
Ooh. What I like about this is I'm really feeling the sugar and the caffeine in tandem. It's like a roller coaster with two tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So it says how much caffeine is here, which is interesting. I didn't think it said that. Is this a 12-ounce can? It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says 69 milligrams per 12 ounces. So that's really not like a ton.
No, because what is like a cup of coffee? Like 200 milligrams?
Let's look.
But why do I feel so... I already feel so buzzed, though.
I think it's the sugar.
I think it's a combination probably of both. Well, a cup of coffee is 95 milligrams.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. And, like, also, different kinds of caffeine do affect me differently because, like a coffee I will, like, go up and then crash off of. A soda, like, I don't really have quite as far of a fall off on. Energy drinks actually, weirdly, don't really fuck with me too bad. But yerba mate is like my jam. I can just drink that and then go to sleep. And then just a slow fall off.
I also just don't drink coffee that fast. I'm drinking this way faster than I drink coffee. So that's probably.
trying not to burp in the microphone. This is a lot of carbonation.
That's the challenge we forgot about.
Yeah, we forgot about that
Grandpa
part of it.
Grandpa Joe is fuck. Yeah, I mean. I had my usual most of a pot of coffee this morning. And so that's kind of my base. I mean, I'm feeling like, but I don't usually drink a lot of caffeine in the afternoon because I've been trying not to have such bad insomnia. So I feel like when you have caffeine, like at a different, what?
No, I just much. Like, you have to wake up and go to a fucking marathon.
Oh, yeah. That might be a problem.
Mm-hmm. So our plan basically here on out is like, we're going to keep drinking the, obviously, you know, everyone to their own, but I'm going to try not waste any, but
Exactly.
We're going to do the episode as usual on our bonus episodes. If you're new with us, what we're doing this year on our bonus episodes is we are each writing jokes to try and get published in Reader's Digest.
I actually have a housekeeping question, ladies. I have not been able to figure out how to mail my jokes to Reader's Digest.
Oh no, I haven't done mine yet. So
I haven't done mine yet either. I actually have made them in cut out ransom letters. But what I've decided I'm going to do is I'm going to get them scanned and then send them in the full version. But then I'm going to keep the originals. And if there is interest, I will auction them off at the end of the year for a charity.
Wow.
Very good idea.
Yeah. Wow. So anybody wants a murdery Reader's Digest joke, I'm going to figure out a charity or something at the end of the year.
So, yeah, that's basically Reader's Digest has just these idiotic joke sections. Our goal is to get one of us to get published in Reader's Digest by the end of the year. So we have decided to submit them snail mail, but obviously none of us have actually sent them in yet,
I put it on my to-do list one day and I went to the website and I couldn't find an address to save my life.
We'll have to figure that out, but
we'll figure that out.
We have three different styles. I need to do mine's going to be handwritten. Tess is doing her typewriter. And then Brandy has the serial killer magazine letter cutout thing. So they're just really, go to Reader's Digest website and look at the joke. You'll get, they're just insane. They're really bad. They're long. They make no sense. They're about your marriage being shitty, basically.
Yeah.
So we're going to do those jokes and then we're going to do like some lady problems at the end of the show. So should we do, are you guys ready? Should we warm up with some ones from the website like we do, or should we just go into it?
I think a couple, maybe just to
just hear what's going on this month in our
I was reading some in the office section earlier, which I don't think we've really read any. So let's read some office jokes.
Great.
You know, people might be starting. I hear some people are kind of maybe going back to work, or there's a hybrid, or, you know, you might be
relatable.
Starting to think about getting back into the office. So you might want to use some of these. Oh, God, it always tries to get me to sign up. And I don't want these jokes. Okay. All right. To resolve conflicts between management and staff, I brought both sides together and asked employees to jot down words on a flip chart. One participant complained about management's tendency to interfere and wrote the word nitpicking. A manager leaped to his feet and asked, shouldn't there be a hyphen between nit and picking?
There it is. It hits so good. It's so...
I am somewhere on the third floor of this office building and I'm nowhere near this punchline. Like, what?
That is from E.Hausen in Reader's Digest International Edition. So there's apparently an international edition we can go for as well.
So if we get published, we could be like international stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Published internationally in Reader's Digest. Okay, let's see. There was another good one. What day is it again? Oh, yeah. The title of that one was Nitpicker. Pretty easy. All right. What day is it again? Nothing ruins a Friday more than understanding that today is Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Also, it's not understanding. It's realizing. The word is realizing, not understanding. Realizing.
Yeah, realizing. Okay. And here's a good one. My boss and I took a job applicant to lunch where we tried, with little success, to get him to open up about his experience and qualifications. Frustrated, my boss set his salad aside and proposed a specific and complex situation to the young man, then asked, "What would you do?" The applicant hesitated, then, looking my boss straight in the eye, said, "Are you going to eat all those tomatoes?"
What?
So bad.
I have to say, I'm glad the salad came back into play because I was
wondering where
the salad
well,
came in.
My question is this based on a true life experience, or did the guy like did he come up with the writer come up with this scenario? John Richman of Webster, New York, also wrote this. Just so
I have to say that this sounds like a real story.
It does. Sound like a
real the specificity story. Of the food that probably he came home and told his wife about it. They chuckled about it for days, and then she was like, "Honey, you've just got to call Reader's Digest."
Okay, so now everybody has like a sense of like what we're kind of trying to go for here.
Yes.
All right. Got it. Whew. I am okay. Feeling a vein in my back. That's okay.
Yeah, I feel like I have like around my, in like a cartoon when they have like the stars circling around their head. I'm starting to feel that mentally.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Okay. Anybody like to go first? Ooh.
I'll go first. Sure. As always, I'm submitting in the coffee category. Mm-hmm. I only drink coffee on days that begin.
Yes.
Wow. That's just a great joke. Again, Thank Tess, you. Come on. Not fair. Yes.
Tess, these are really good. I don't know if they're Reader's Digest quality. And that is a compliment. It's actually a compliment.
But you guys, okay, I'll go back to my strategy of last month when I did intentionally kind of give it a little bit more Reader's Digest zhuzh. That's a good note. Mm-hmm. I'll take that for next month. Thank you.
Okay, great. Great, great, great.
Okay, I'll go. Okay. My boss came into the office the other day looking for a pencil. Jeff, he said, I need a pencil with an eraser on the end. Why do you need that? I asked. Can't you just use a pen? No, said Mr. Wallace. Then I'd have to live with my mistakes. I already do that with my wife.
Oh, yes. This is a nice office or marriage hybrid.
Exactly. I did not see that genre bending coming, and it was...
Yeah, I like to do the Venn diagram of, you know, mm-hmm. work and home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. Once again, competing in the loveless marriage category.
Wonderful.
Deborah's husband, Don, always complained about her cooking, so she decided to take a few classes to brush up on her skills. After her first one, she came home excited to tell him about it. Deborah... I feel like I'm gaining a lot of confidence, and now my cooking is only going to be superb, period. Don, half listening, I'll have the soup.
What is that?
Because they said superb, period. So super period. It's a period joke that I'm going to try to get in there.
Amazing. Incredible.
Wow.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. This is also, I'd like to say, this is the first joke that I've decided to give the wife a name in.
Wow. Yeah. That's progress.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And it was Deborah, right?
Deborah and mm-hmm. Don. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is definitely going to be the creepiest one to arrive in magazine. Are you still going to do that? Because it takes a long fucking time, right?
Yeah, how long do those take you?
I mean, okay. I think it will go faster now because I went through two magazines and cut out all the words completely. So now I have extra letters. But the first two that I did take me about 6 hours to do.
Oh my God.
And you don't watch reality TV because that's a definite reality TV in the background mm-hmm. assignment.
I was listening to the last podcast on the left and some murder podcasts. So that, which felt like it was like adding to the letters as I was picking them, trying to be in the headspace.
I could see that being meditative. Yeah.
Yeah, actually. And just so you know, the word period, just to make sure it hits in the joke, mm-hmm. I will have that in all red letters. So I'm going to try to really
nothing
nail that punchline.
But the best from Brandy Posey.
Yeah, just I'm an overachiever, everybody. It's a problem I talk about with my therapist constantly. Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay. I feel I'm buzzing.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
I kind of have to go to the bathroom a little bit, but I'm here for it. Let's go.
All right.
So good. We wanted to amp ourselves up as much as possible for some lady problems. We've been getting a lot of call-ins, so we wanted to make sure, you know, people aren't getting skipped. So we wanted to do some on the bony ep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And this one is in a... Well, we're here.
Hi, ladies. My name is Shelby, recent listener. Love the show. Love everything you guys do. I just wanted to tell you guys that I really related to Tess's story about drinking coffee for a long time and being grossly addicted, so I wanted to share a story about when I had to travel to Chicago for work one time, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the airport. I'm going to just get coffee at the terminal. Everything will be fine. Well, the terminal I had to go to, there was no, there wasn't a Dunkin', which I won't, I don't really like, but I would have, or a Starbucks. And I was like, okay, I'll just get one when I get to Chicago. This is at like 6 a.m. Well, I get to Chicago, no Starbucks in the Midway airport. So then I'm like, at this point, getting like physically ill, which had never happened to me before. So I'm like driving in a taxi, have to sit like an hour in traffic. I have a training session for work. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally going to barf in this cab. And somehow through osmosis, one of the people I was working with was like, hey, do you want anything from Starbucks? And I was like, please, you have to save me. So I get there. I'm like, literally look like I'm a dead person coming into the room. I literally thought I was going to vomit all over the floor. It was really weird. And she brought it in. And as soon as I took a sip, it was like everything just melted away slowly. It was very strange. So I just wanted to let Tess know she's not alone in her addiction to caffeine. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That's like a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Really, I have no notes. This person is living her life perfectly.
No, it's good. It's good. I mean, I love it. I mean, how would you feel about just like grabbing like a coffee from like the like an iced coffee, like one of the canned ones or something, just in the way, like, would that take care of that first hit of the day if you need me?
But like what this person is talking about, yeah, this has happened to all of us at least once or twice in your life. Yeah, when you're in that situation, you would take it from anywhere. You know, but yeah,
it's so funny when you get, even when you're like about to board a flight and you look at the Starbucks line and it's that like,
nightmare.
Is this going to work out?
I always go for it, of course. I'm like, I need fucking Starbucks. I don't give a shit. Like, that's the problem. And they know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the only time that I'm like, no, this is an instance where you can have a Starbucks across from another Starbucks, like in the airport. Like, I love it. Honestly, also, I feel like they should have like an express lane that they're like, look, we're just like churning out chai lattes. We're churning out.
I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do, basically, at the airport.
Yeah,
the airports. You're right. I mean, just give every gate their own Starbucks. We'll fill them up. Well,
yeah,
you know, you literally.
Absolutely, God,
you guys. I can't imagine flying again. It's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah,
that will be fun. I love airports. My God, I miss airports. Oh, I love airports.
I'm ready.
The caffeine.
I always think, okay, this is, I think, I don't know. People differ from me, but I like want to hang out with people at the airport bars. I think it's fun, but I think like some people.
Oh, same. Yeah.
I'm just never at an airport that long. Like,
oh, really?
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I have a layover for a while.
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty lucky in an
airport. But you don't want to talk to someone on the plane though. What's the difference?
Oh, God,
like,
no.
Why not on the plane, but the airport?
That is such a good question. Yeah. It's the psychological thing of that. You could leave, or the plane, you feel pinned in. And also like, it's like airport bars are so like tantalizing. They're like open. There's like something on TV. The drinks are all big and fun. Everybody's going somewhere. It's very like,
See, I like talking to people on planes. I'm not going to be the one to do it, but if they get into it with me, I'm in usually.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
I know, you know.
See me at an airport. I find the chapel because nobody else is there, and I just take a nap usually when I've got downtime. And then
I
if somebody comes,
there's usually a chapel.
Yeah, there's like a chapel, and a lot of them have yoga rooms now. And either, you know, I usually don't sleep in the chapel because nobody comes in. And then if somebody does come in to pray, I'm like, oh, this is weird. I'm not leaving. This is my spiritual practice.
That'd be funny to get married at the airport chapel. Everyone has to go through
the TSA. No, there's some weddings that could use a security checkpoint, so.
Yeah, I'm sure, our friends need it, so.
The tip of my tongue is tingling, by the way. Letting it
Yeah, my head's, like, definitely doing something. All right, let's do a lady problem.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, ladies. First of all, congrats on getting over to exactly right. I think that is such a badass move and just a match made in heaven. I have a lady problem about a work colleague. I've been working at a company for a little over 4 years, and due to the pandemic, we went from a team of like 200 down to about 6, which is crazy. And of those 6, it's me and one other woman. with just like a bunch of other men, which is a whole other issue. But my problem is that the other woman that I work with, we obviously have to keep up with a lot of men and everything. So like we try and empower each other a lot, but she is really, really lazy and, really difficult to work with sometimes. Like if I have to work with her on a project, she will do the bare minimum and it is just really tough. So I'm wondering if you have any advice. I obviously don't really want to complain to anyone about her because she is the only person, like the only other woman in our company. But I guess
it cut off a while suspenseful.
All right. Well, yeah. I think we get the gist of the issue.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, you could deliver a bouquet of caffeine.
I was going to say, I think one problem that might solve this is more stimulants.
Yeah, let's kick her up a notch.
Problem
let's start.
That might solve this. Oh my god!
Yeah, you know how in Oz they put glass in that dude's food. You need to start putting caffeine in her food.
Start dosing her with caffeine.
Start dosing her with caffeine. Perhaps that might be fun.
I mean, yeah, this is really fucking hard because obviously you don't want to, you know, snitch on her. She's like your only other female coworker. You don't want her to like feel shitty, but you shouldn't be doing more work because she's lazy. So that's
It's hard because it is also like, you know, true equality is like if you're a female dick and you're not doing your job, it's also like you should be like get in trouble for it, you know.
Or like maybe be specific about the things that she's not doing that you're like wanting her to do.
I think I don't know if you've talked to her about it. You know, I would first of all just be like, you know, do it in the most positive way possible, but just be like, hey, like I love working with you, you know, I feel like I could use some more support in this area or whatever. Sounds like you guys are being like assigned to things together, so that's really hard. It's, you know, it's different. Like with us, we get to choose people we work with, not all the time, obviously, you know, there's a lot of different ways that industry works, but you know, like this, we all, you know, knew each other and picked each other. But with this, when you're kind of just stuck with somebody at work, it's like so different because you have to just figure it out. So I don't know.
Maybe if it's just like a few I don't know like the nature of their work, but if it's just a few projects here and there, I do think there's a certain line where it's just like, you're not going to be at this job forever. You're probably not going to be, she might move jobs. Like, I don't know, depending on your career situation, is this someone you're going to have to work with long term? Or is this a problem that's going to resolve itself in a few months or...
Yeah, like if she's taking credit for your shit, that's one thing. It doesn't sound like that's what's happening.
Yeah, and there is also, I mean, like the pandemic of it all is a thing. Like who knows like what she's struggling with like during all this shit too. Like that doesn't mean like that you should be having to do more work, but it's like, yeah, it's so hard because it's like the work culture also makes it hard to like, to either like have the conversation or because it's like then that could become like, oh, you're stepping over a weird personal boundary or like, but also if you talk to HR about it, then it becomes like I can't think of words right now. It becomes like punitive. It becomes criminalizing is not the word I'm trying to say.
Brandy, the pizza is so ridiculous.
I know. I have a tiny. We're recording it on Zoom so we can post some of it. So I have a tiny. I put the pizza filter up just
a pizza
sitting
hat.
In my.
She's got a little slice of pizza on her.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty exciting. Oh, man. But yeah, it's so hard because it's like hard to be able to actually like get. I feel like a lot of these kind of jobs are like set up so it's like, well, you like won't quote unquote snitch, so like somebody else will pick up the work versus actually resolving an issue of some kind, and it's deeply frustrating.
I don't know how it works, you know what I mean? Like I don't know if it's like you go to your boss and are like, hey, this person's being lazy, but it's like,
I don't know. But don't you guys feel like in these situations though, it's like, okay, the reality is people that suck. Like it's what can you do? You know, somebody's gonna suck. No amount of conversation is gonna stop that.
I have a question. I wonder if this is a job where it's like you are up for promotions like often or like every year or something like that, then what might be a good idea is to like keep track of all of the things that you are doing in these projects, and then when you go in for like your promotion talk to be like, hey, this is everything that I did. Like,
yeah, that's
so
a good way to spin it, so that you're at least getting like the credit for all this extra work that you're doing, and then it's helping you professionally.
Like that might be a good thing potentially.
I like that. And like Tess said, it's not like I don't think you're going to be able to change her behavior, probably, if she is that late. It's not stepping up to the plate. So it's kind of like, yeah, either figure out how to just kind of avoid working with her on shit and move on. I mean, she's going to, her laziness is going to show, you know, without you probably having to be the one who amplifies it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard because I think also maybe like when you are like, I mean, I don't know what kind of work you guys are doing or like how like projects are given to you. But if you could like with a boss on an email be like, hey, let's like break up like how we want these different responsibilities to be handled. So it's like if something isn't getting done, maybe it's very clear that it's like, well, that was something we said that she was going to do or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Divide up the responsibility. So it's like, OK, this isn't what's in my boat. If you don't do this shit, it's not, you know, it's obvious you're not doing it.
Yeah, I think something like that might be a good, get that good old like office space passive aggressiveness to work in your favor. I think that's, I think that might be a good thing. Cause then it's like, yeah, it's, you're not snitching on her. She knows what she needs to do. And it's a clear, there's a clear paper trail of, you know, what you're supposed to do and whatnot.
Yeah. Good luck. That's a hard position to be in.
You got this. And honestly, Coca-Cola with coffee caramel sounds like the flavor for you for this situation.
And let's do a quick caffeine. How are you guys doing inventory wise?
I think I've drank about a third of each one currently.
Oh, wow.
I'm through two pretty much.
Okay, oh, wow. Good, Barbara. That's more kind of where I'm at.
I feel high. Like I feel... I feel like I'm on drugs or
something. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to right now do a double hit.
Oh, yeah.
How see are if you can do that because you drink out of the side of your mouth.
She's just going to drink both sides.
That just almost became an Icarus moment.
I feel good. I'm excited for the rest of my day after this, I have to say. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get up to, but it's going to be it. Well, the crash is going to come and it's going to be glorious.
Oh, man, I have to start trying to fall asleep right after this.
No.
No, but I mean, it's going to take me like 7 hours to fall asleep.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Man.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, ladies. Longtime listener, first time caller. This is Courtney. calling from Seattle, Washington. Just want to say how much I appreciate you all. You've made terrible jobs, good jobs, even better. Long commutes, great. You've inspired me to impulsively adopt a couple of great rescue dogs. One of them's a tripod. Aww. Anyways, don't know why I'm rambling. I'm nervous. But what I wanted to say is, or I had one question and one suggestion for my fellow lady listeners. One, how would you all recommend getting dogs ready for the transition back to time away from home? I have two lovely rescue dogs, and I'm worried they might have some separation anxiety once I'm not working from home anymore. And then two, I just got a Peloton inspired by Brandy because I used to think they were ridiculous until Brandy started riding. All right, that's all I have. This is kind of embarrassing, but whatever. Y'all are great. And, yeah, that's what I got. Thanks for helping me feel free to be me. All right, take care. You guys are great. Love y'all. Bye.
Aw, so sweet. I love it.
That's so sweet. She's got a tripod doggy.
Love a tripod. What a dream.
Please send us photos with their names, either through Instagram or through email. We'd love to see the pictures of pets. If you're in the Facebook group, we did a pet thread a long time ago, but it's you know, evergreen content to go peruse.
Of course,
some little babies. I know at least so my boyfriend just adopted a greyhound, and they are known for having big separation anxiety at first because they are used to living in like a big kennel with a lot of other dogs. They're not used to being alone. And one thing that they told him is that like when you're leaving and coming back is to like make as little, like don't acknowledge the dog when you leave. Don't even acknowledge the dog for the first minute or two when you come back. So it kind of just feels like it's not an event when you leave and when you come back.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
I feel like that's so hard to pull off.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm just saying that's like, you know, a thing that, that's what they
told him. Interesting though. That's probably a great idea. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not like every time you come home, it's like, you know, the panic of it all.
Yeah. And like we do that with like my dog Jack, because he can definitely have separation anxiety. Like now that when I heard about that, I was like, okay, so now Anna, she'll like give him a treat and play with him for a second, and I just kind of slip out versus me like saying goodbye to him, because that's then he'll like freak out and be upset because he knows that me leaving means I'm not there. But right. if I kind of just slip out or no, he doesn't really notice for a while, and then he has a tantrum, but it takes longer for it to happen.
Yeah, I get those. These are like, this is how much I love my dogs because I'm a vegetarian, but I get those like really gross, like bone chunk with marrow in them things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if I take one of the dogs somewhere and then the other one like is going to have FOMO, I leave them with one of those, and that seems to keep them happy and occupied.
Yeah. Those are so gross.
They are. They're a hell of a thing sometimes.
Like, oh.
I know, that's hard as a vegetarian to, yeah.
Right, but what am I going to make my dogs be vegetarians?
No, like, no. It's not.
I'm going to say this, actually. If there are any listeners that have their dogs on a vegetarian or vegan diet, don't fucking do that shit. Your dog is not meant to be a vegan. Like, yeah. Don't do that.
I know people have tried, but I feel like overall people know to not do that. Thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's tough because, you know, we're lucky we get to kind of work from home a little bit more than a lot of people. So... I know a lot of people are thinking about this, like, how do you deal with going back and all that stuff? And what about this? Like, this isn't a foolproof plan, but what about some kind of like, yeah, home alone situation with, you know, you set up like it looks like your home, or you could have like a dummy dressed like you on the bed that smells like totally. You, put your scent on it.
That could be good. Well, you could also... I know there's like little like Petsy cam. I think that one's called like a Petsy cam that you can get, where it's like a camera that like you can shoot treats out of at them. Yeah,
things are crazy.
Has anyone actually got? Because I feel like that's one of those things you see on every like Roundup thing, and you're like, I need that, but I don't know anyone who's
Simone trigger. Has one for their dog, and she would show us the video. It's so funny, and you just watch it like through a tree, and it, you know, your voice comes out of it. So
yeah.
I do think that's pretty good for if you're gone and you know you want to make sure you can check in on them. They can hear your voice and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure it's confusing, but
well, and that also helps you with your separation anxiety from your side, because what is the point of having a dog if you're not also projecting your feelings Absolutely. And fears on that dog as well?
And Absolutely. How much fun is it to see what a dog does when you're gone? I mean,
sure.
What are they getting up to?
I wonder about that all the time. And really, they are the same thing they do when I'm here, which is just sit on their ass on my couch.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. But let us know. And I mean, make sure you also, like, I think going forward when you're back in the office, like, have like a day a week, or have like a thing that you do that's like big for your pets. If you can't take them to the park every day, have like one day a week that you're like, okay, today's park day or something. So you still have like a fun like ritual with your pups.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Special pup time. Puppuccinos at Starbucks. Always.
What is a puppuccino? Is it just whipped cream or something?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Do you not get puppuccinos for Jack?
I don't, actually, because like he's like such a psycho with sugar and stuff. Like if it didn't have sugar in it, I'd probably get it for him. But I have a friend that got one for a cat that was like very old, and then the cat like cut like had a like really took a turn for the worse like the next day.
Oh God, Jesus!
So I've kind of always been like, I don't know.
Oh man, now I feel like people are getting ready to be like, Tess, I can't believe you feed your dog puppuccinos. But let me just say,
no, people do that.
It's 3 or 4 times a year that I do it, and it's so cute to get Starbucks with your dog.
I mean, I think 100%. We can all agree that people like to have a lot of opinions on how other people do things with their pets. That they have no right to be involved in talking about, and it's just like, deal with your own shit.
Yes.
People are fine.
Yeah. Everyone do what you're going to do. Don't do anything, you know.
Probably wouldn't recommend feeding your animal a Coke with caffeine. That's that I think we can all agree on is a no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pick any of these for this lady problem.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, wait. This one's about the same.
Hi, ladies. My name's Gabby. I'm 23, almost 24. I'm out of college, but I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 6 years. We lived together, you know, like it was a really long relationship, and I think we had both been over it for a while. So like, honestly, this is pretty amicable breakup. The issue I'm having is that his two best friends used to come over on Sunday night every week, and we would watch a movie together and just kind of like hang out, and it was wonderful. And over the past 6 years, they have become some of my closest friends as well. But since we've broken up, you know, we've texted, and we've been to lunch, and like snapped and stuff. So it's not like I've lost contact with them, and like we all eventually want to like be a group again. But I don't have anything to do on Sunday nights anymore, and it turns out that's an incredibly emotional event for me. My therapist says I need to make a new routine, but I don't know. I've tried like meal prepping, and I have hobbies that I've just kind of lost interest in, you know, general depression after a breakup. But yeah, I don't know. I just need something to do to make Sundays easier. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Sunday. I'm sorry. That's the first thing. Sorry, that's my first response. We shouldn't have done any lady problems that needed like good answers. Now I'm realizing it was a bad idea with the caffeine.
Yeah. Because my answer to everything is just drink some caffeine.
I mean, that's so hard. Only obviously breakups are so hard losing your companion, but those schedules, those habits, you know,
yes.
Losing, yeah, friends of your, you know, of your partner. That's so hard.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's really good that you recognize it.
Tough. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like, yeah, if you have a normal schedule, they're kind of a bummer because it's like the weekend's over. And
yeah, Sundays kind of suck in general.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's it's interesting because it like differs from when you're single and like, you know, the weekends can suck when you're with somebody, Fridays are like different. I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind. Never mind.
What? Are you saying like,
wait, just forget about it.
What's going on with your Fridays? Also, it is Friday.
I just saw Barbara as like that, like an equations meme, just like with like a calendar around her face.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
what
wait.
Just happened.
But
just
if you're by yourself and it's not Thursday, then you're.
I was trying to be that Reader's Digest joke somehow.
Yeah, totally.
Well, okay, I have some ideas. Yeah. First idea. Get into sports. There's usually sports on Sunday.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's possible.
That'll suck up some time and like give you. You know, if you have other, if there's a sports team you like, you know, you can. I'm sure people like watch them together and stuff like that or whatever. If you can like talk to other sports people who are fans of your team,
exactly. So you can go and watch it. Or also corollary to that is get into a reality show because there's lots of episodes of reality shows. So if you're looking to suck up time, reality show is like a sponge in your night.
I will say reality's been really like I've been really busy and just like definitely having depression lately and stuff like that, and it is like something that really just soothes me, like it just feels like a blanket at night when I'm like I just need to like be here and watch someone else do something stupid. So it helps me a lot for sure.
Yeah, well, and I wonder, it's like you said that these few people were like originally really good friends of like your exes that have become part of your family. So I'd be curious, like, are there friendships that like you would like to reconnect? Like maybe that's even something where you guys like both watch something and text about it, or like, you know, I don't know if you're seeing anybody with like where you're at, like with like the vaccines and COVID and everything, but like having somebody else that you're, you know, like make Sunday night like a phone call night with somebody that you haven't talked to or something like that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it sounds like you're kind of in contact with them, or I don't know if, you know, there's any other friends or pals who, you know, you kind of talk with or hang out with, but I would definitely try to, make that a movie night with them or something on, you know, we do movie nights on Zoom once in a while, and they're super fun. If you can't see people in person, it's easy and just a really good excuse to like get together. So I don't know if you have anyone else that, you know, maybe an old friend or somebody you haven't been talking to that you can kind of be like, hey, it's been a while, let's catch up.
Yeah.
Or you could do something like earlier in the day on Sunday. Like, I don't know if you like doing like outdoorsy shit, but you could try doing like a hiking group or something like that so that you're super tired on Sunday night. And then you can just come home and have that be like your skincare moisturizing, like just chill out time and then go to bed early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be fun. I like
that a lot. Yeah. You kind of like just get tire yourself out, and then you're just like not thinking about it as much.
Yes.
Yeah, and like some sort of like an outdoor social thing where you're like meeting new people too, I think is good. Like after a breakup, it's like nice to kind of like, I feel like you can expand your world even if you don't necessarily end up doing it. It's like just to be able to know that like, oh no, I like can still meet new people and like figure out like what this new thing is. It's like, you know, our habits and stuff will change like when we're on our own or in different relationships and stuff like that. So it's like just a good reminder of like, oh, I can go do things on my own and enjoy it too.
Yeah, I mean, I know she said that her therapist like encouraged, you know, a new routine, and like she tried hobbies that just kind of fell out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay. Like, don't put any pressure on yourself. It's, I know it is hard when you're trying to like grasp onto something new and being like, what's my new thing I'm going to be into? But it's so hard to find something you like are really into. That's not something that happens all the time. So don't try to like push yourself too hard. If it's not meant to be, then you'll, you know, it's like whatever.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I wonder if there's like, I don't know, even if there ends up being like a show that you end up like wanting to watch or a movie you want to watch on Sundays, or like maybe there's probably like some like, I don't know, online movie clubs and stuff that have come up out of this, I would assume. Just if you're like missing the social aspect of it.
I do feel like there's so many different things online now. Like go on Eventbrite and just kind of look around for, you know, there's always stuff going on Sundays online and different, you know, comedy shows you can watch, or just like things to kind of like feel like you're around people, but without having to like deal with, you know, any of the other shit. So I think there's a lot of options.
Just embrace the Sunday fun day. Just like treat yourself and do fun things and like just chill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have a porch if you, you know, can hang out on a park or a porch with anybody in person. Try to do that.
Yeah, and like, and also like, you know, as you're going through like, you know, depression, breakup and stuff, like make sure you're being aware of like the things that can help you like get out of that, like being outside, making sure you're like going for like walks and stuff. Like it's like crazy how much that will like improve your mood and stuff like that. I'm sure you guys are talking about that in therapy, but it's like, you know, sunshine and movement
do a lot. It's so hard though, because when you're like, you know, of course we all know this, but when you're down in the dumps, it's like making yourself do anything is just the worst. But also, just let that, like your inertia will eventually force you to get your ass up. So you don't have to make yourself do it until you like really feel like it.
Yes.
Yeah. You might feel like you're in a Coca-Cola with coffee dark blend at the moment.
But it's going to be vanilla soon, baby.
Exactly.
I'm officially almost through all of them. And I don't know.
Me too. Let's see.
My head. Oh. Yeah. I don't feel great. Woo!
I feel like, I feel kind of Roger Rabbit-esque.
You feel like you're a cartoon in a live action world. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's I've got maybe like a quarter of the caramel and dark blend left, and I've still got about half of my vanilla, but this is like a lot
that's heavy. A lot for you. Yeah
It's okay. What? But we're getting there.
Well, thank you guys, that's our bonus episode. Thanks for listening to whatever the hell this was.
It's funny because I'm going to listen back because I don't remember any of it.
No. And I would like to thank the caffeine molecule for all that it's done.
Yeah. And you know what? Great Coca-Cola taste blended with rich, luxurious coffee, just like the can says. I can feel my heart in my neck.
I mean,
so.
This is kind of
just
not
a big exhale.
I just want to say this is kind of awesome, you guys. Like, we have put away a lot of soda and it's, you know, not really that bad for you.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a long pause from everybody. Yeah,
I know. I was like, right, guys?
No, I feel like I'll you know, I feel good.
It feels like, clean fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
I have I haven't drank worse things, but I think I have. I feel like this is healthier than an energy drink, probably. I recognize, you know, at least there's natural flavors, you know, that helps.
Yeah, you're not finding any natural flavors in a Bang energy drink.
No.
Shout out to high fructose corn syrup. As always, I can't quit you. Do you think that they could make a version of this in like the Coke Zero? Because Diet Coke of this would be disgusting, but Coke Zero tastes pretty close to this.
They'll probably get in there at some point, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. The lines in the cans are like kind of moving a little bit if I.
Woo! We got some 3D painting shit going on over here, you guys.
Yeah.
We are seeing new dimensions.
It's a magic eye world, and I'm a magic eye girl. These are going to be some fun ad reads.
Yeah, we're about to record a bunch of ads. So if you guys hear really hyped up ads over the next little while, you know why.
Promo code lady.
Offer code lady on everything. Just try it wherever you are.
Just try it. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.